Learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara just told us that according to Rab Eliezer, who holds everything is Ma'akev, even Tanufa, which usually all over by Kabbalah, is not Ma'akev, here will also be Ma'akev. Great Gemara Kasha, Umi Ma'akva, is it Ma'akev by Nazir? V'atanya learned in a Braisa, Zoyz Teres HaNazir. V'darshim V'lapasik Zoyz Teres HaNazir. Bein sheyesh lekapayim, bein sheyesh lekapayim. That's the Braisa says. We darshan all Nazir are the same. Say if he has hands, or if he does not have hands. And the Gemara learns right now that the drasha is that just like ein lekapayim, he doesn't have hands, he can't do tenufa. The same thing if he has kapayim, also it's not ma'akev tenufa. So you have a kasha, you have a Braisa that sounds like that tenufa is not ma'akev. And if we're going according to the Rabbanon, you don't need the pasuk zoyz teres hanazir. We know if you're Rabbanon, acha maisi yechidi, all you need is one zrikas dam, and that's good. You don't need a pasuk zoyz teres hanazir to tell you that if you have that tenufa is not ma'akev. But here, whatever they do is drasha for zoyz teres hanazir. But this Braisa can't be according to that. It can't be according to that man diyama. Why not? Because he learns of Achamai Zichid. The Teres must be going to Rabbi Eliezer. And vice versa, Rabbi Eliezer, Tenufa is not Ma'akiv, because making a Hekish, Ein Lekapayim, Tiyash Lekapayim, the Bryce, like upon him, is not, it has to be Rabbi Eliezer. So it's a Kasha. Hekish is Rabbi Eliezer, it's Ma'akiv. Here it's first, it's not Ma'akiv. So the Gemara comes with a comeback. Sevelo the Tanya, the Bryce says a similar Drosha, Zoyz Teres HaNazir, Bein Sheyesh Leisar, Bein Shein Leisar. And if you darshan it the same way, that it means that we're darshaning, if someone has no hair, to the person who has here, and saying, just like you have no hair, you can't take a haircut. If you have hair also, a haircut's not ma'akev. This is one time, Moshe had the shayla, what happens if someone's bald? We'll have it right here. This thing Moshe talks about it right here. Akapanim, here we're saying the same type of drasha. And if you're making the drasha the correct way by saying it means that we're making a hekesh from the Inloy Sar to the Yeshloy Sar, we're saying just like Inloy Sar, you don't need anything, so Yeshloy you do need something. Hakinam la ma'akev, he says that ma'akev. So right here, Gemara could have asked, what do you mean? And we know if you're Rabbi Eliezer, it's ma'akev, it's first. You don't have to ask for another place. But Va'atanya, the Gemara brings a brisa anyway for good measure. Va'atanya learned in a brisa. Nozim emurit, a nozim who doesn't have any hair, he's bald. B'shami emrim, ain't in sark lahavet ta'al reisha. He does not have to take a razor over his head. B'silo emrim, tzark lahavet ta'al reisha. He has to take a razor and go over his head. Va'amar Ravina, and Ravina says, "Ma ein tzarach lebeis shami." What does it mean if lebeis shami ain't tzarach? Ain't it tzarach? Ve'ain le'takana. There's no option. Ain't tzarach. Ain't le'takana means there's nothing to do. He's stuck. It's since it's ba'akev, and he can't do it here, so he's stuck. Holabeisil yesh le'takana. No way to get his ears. He can't drink wine for the rest of his life. Holabeisil yesh le'takana. Holabeisil yesh le'takana. And Svahainu de Rebbe Pedas, and this pshat in Beis Shammai, that when it says ain't it tzorach, it means ain't it tzorach in the takana is like Rabbi Pedas. The Om Rabbi Pedas, Beis Shammai v'Rabbi Eliezer, Om Rudav Echad. Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer say the same thing. My Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer? It's not only in the Mishnah. Ain't lehen boyen yad v'regel. This is talking about Metzorah. By Metzorah, you put part of the dam of the Asham on his, and also Shemen, on his big toe and his big and his thumb. Unless he doesn't have one. So, in le tahara olam, stibber Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, he says, "Ichenu al mekayim aviyet." He just put it on the stump, and that's good enough. Ve'chomayrim yaniach al shal smel viyotze. Put it on his left hand. But what does it say, Rabbi Eliezer holds? That in le tahara olam. And Rabbi Pedas says, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Eliezer says the same thing. Vice toys, Rabbi Pedas learning up Beis Shammai, that when it says, ein etzorach means, ein etzorach in le tekonim, because it says they both hold the same thing. Just like by boy and Rabbi Eliezer says clearly, in le tahara olam, that's shalom Beis Shammai also. So what comes out from here? That Lekuli Yama, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that Taglachas Ma'akev, and they must be going in this Shita or Rabbi Eliezer. So the Brice is like no one. So it's Teres HaNazir. It says that it ain't Leisar to Yeshua. It can't be the Rabbanon, because Rabbanon say, Acha Ma'isi Yechidi. Don't do that. There's Teres HaNazir. So Elamai what? Elamai, you're darshaning Zeus Teres HaNazir wrong. And you have darshan like this. Zeus Teres HaNazir, Bein she yesh leisar, bein she ain leisar. Just like yesh leisar, a tar that you go over your head works. Same thing ain leitar, same ain leisar. If you take that razor over your bald head, it works. That's the effect of hekesh. If you raise hillel, and it was also be pshat Lefi anyone that this is the drasha. Let's see, Saifir Rabban and Saifir Lezik use it now, this drasha, because Rabban holds the mitzvah taglachas. Rabbi Lezik holds ma'akiv. Zok the brisa, if you have no hair, you can still be mekayim the mitzvah. How do I know? I make a hekesh, just like yesh lo sar. If you have hair, you could take a razor over your head and you're to the mitzvah of taglachas, and it's not, and you're to the ikuv of taglachas. Same thing. That's the way to do it. Same way in Leitar also, you could. It's a hekesh. The hekesh is Zoytar. The same thing. You're the same thing like a baldy. Just like you could do a haircut with a tar, someone who's bald also could do that. And therefore, go back to Kapayim also. You make the same drasha. Just like a guy with hands makes tenufa, a guy without hands makes tenufa also. He puts it on his forearms and makes a tenufa. That's what he does. We're learning here that second best is good, second fiddle is good also. That's what we're learning from this hekesh. And we now read the brice a new way. The Gemara's kasha was, because the Gemara assumed the pshan the brice is just like ein loy kapayim. That it's not makev, so yesh kapayim wants to makev. No, you have the opposite. Just like yesh kapayim, I do a tenufa, but ein loy kapayim do a tenufa also, and I do it on my forearms. And my sar, I just do it over the bald head. So that's how we got out of the kasha. We had a kasha, mi ma'akva, it's mashna b'raisa, not ma'akev. So you're reading the b'raisa wrong. The b'raisa is not saying it's not ma'akev. The b'raisa is saying it is ma'akev maybe. What is it? Well, mitzvah, it makes a difference. It's not getting involved in ma'akev anymore. Just telling you, when you don't have the eitzah, you do the second best. You do your forearms, you do the bald head. That's what you do. That's what comes out from the Gemara's teretz. So obviously, this Gemara, we just read the Gemara, it's obviously like a bunch of them shot and Rishonim. We went Ikka with Taisib Shat and the Rosh's second shot. Now, here's Rosh's first shot. We're going to go with Rosh's second shot in the next Gemara. But Ikka with Taisvis and the Rosh, we're going with the Pshatim. We have another Gemara, a Lishta Achrina. Lishta Achrina Amalah. The difference in Lashon is, the beginnings will be the same, but the Gemara doesn't have a Kasha the opposite way. Lishta Achrina, another Lashon of this Gemara, another version of this Gemara. Lishta Achrina Amalah. Omar Rav. Amarav, Tanufa, or Amarava, Tanufa benazi ma'akeves. Tanufa benazi is ma'akev. Same thing they said before, Tanufa is ma'akev. Alim redaman, and we're asking Kasha, who are you going according to? Ilim alim rabbi Eliezer, going to rabbi Eliezer, Pshita, Amarav Eliezer, Acha ma'isa kulam, all ma'isa ma'akev. So what's the big deal? What's the big chiddush? Of course. Ella, alim redabanan. They tell me if you're a banan, you can tell me that Tanufa is ma'akev, has to yesh loim ataglachas, which is part of something in his guf. Amarav banan loim ma'akev. Something you have to do on his body. It's not ma'akev. We know it's not ma'akev because the Rabbanan say, achar ma'isi yechidi, only needs one thing, tenufa m'boi. Of course, tenufa is not ma'akev. Heck, tenufa is ma'akev. So both the Rosh and Taisa say, and what it's supposed to say here, ke'elamah going according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the question was, pshita, the chiddush is even though tenufa all over Shas is not ma'akev, here it is ma'akev. Even though all over by all kabbalah it's not ma'akev, here it is ma'akev. But now, here comes the difference. The Gemara says, is lefir Rabbanan not ma'akev? Umi loy ma'akva? Is it not ma'akev according to Rabbanon? Va'atayim lo mitan abraisa. Zoyiz Torah Sanazir, bein shesh le'kapayim, u'bein shen le'kapayim. And right now, the Gemara is learning that the braisa means like this. Just like ein loy kapayim, it's ma'akev. Why? Because since there's a klal, kalaroyu lebila ein bila ma'akevesba. Because in real bila in bila kevesba, there's a klal a lot of times in shas by something that's not ma'akev, but it has to be possible to do it. If it's not possible to do it, then even the thing that's not ma'akev is ma'akev. For example, by menachos, that's the bila. You don't really have to mix the menachos, but if it's too much flour in contrast to the oil that you can't mix it, then it's ma'akev. Because kol royal bila in a ma'akev, because in real bila ma'akev. So here we're learning pshat the brayos like this. Zoyz teretz anozer benzman zekapayim. Just like ein lekapayim is ma'akev. Why? Because it's not royal labila. It's not royal for tenufa. Same thing. Yes, lekapayim also be ma'akev. So what kasha is that even for the rabbana and tenufa should be ma'akev. So Gemara goes back. If that's true, your drasha. Velo atayin zoyz teretz anozer benzman shleisar benzman shleisar. How can I have ma'akev? Make the same drasha. Just like ein leitar ein leisar. He doesn't have here. It's not royal labila, so it's ma'akev. So you tell me yes or sar, what's ma'akev? So it come out that it should be ma'akev. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, nozim amurit, beisham emrim ein tzarech lahav etah reishoy, ubeisil emrim tzarech. Beisil says that you have to. Beisil says that, beisil tzarech means what we thought right now is, tzarech v'yesh le'etakana. So he sees, he learns the brisa, not like we just said. He learns the brisa is that kashem sheyesh le'sar tzarech lahav etah, kach ein tzarech lahav etah. So, and then say the same thing about other brisa, that By Mekapayim also, it means, just like by Kapayim make a tenufa, by Inla Kapayim you use your forms. So we're asking, we see that there's a different way to learn the Braisa. That the Braisa is a mean to teach you that just like Inla Kapayim it's Ma'akiv, Yesha Kapayim Ma'akiv, or Inla Yisar is Ma'akiv, so Yesha Sar is Ma'akiv. I don't know how you really learn the Braisa. But he learns the Braisa to teach us that when you don't have the tools to do the haircut or the tenufa, just do it the second best way. That's what it's for. So the Gemara is saying is that I'll show you that we're not learning the Braisa like you. So don't you, why do you have a kash on me? So and for the Gemara now, but comes back to the Gemara, Omar Ravina, it's like Omar Ravina, that no, that don't bring a raya from that Braisa, that the from this Braisa of Beis Hillel, that the other Braisa is a different type. Why? Might Tzorich leBeis Hillel, Tzorich ve'in leTakana. If he Beis Hillel Taka, you know what it means? It means tzorich ve'in leTakana, and Taka it is ma'akev, you could teach the Braisa. When it says Beis Hillel tzorich means he needs a haircut, and he can't get a haircut. And therefore, since it's not royal lebila, then bila ma'akevus, but it's not royal for haircut, it's ma'akev. That's what Ravina says you could learn there, really. Tzorich ve'in leTakana. And the Gemara ends off that it comes out of fear of Vina's teach in this Braisa, Hola Beis Shammai, or be Yesh leTakana. Beis Shammai, what we're saying is that the Lashon Beis Shammai was, Ein Tzorich leHavatar. It sounds like Beis Shammai says, we're good. So then it will come out, or pliga the Rapidos. Rapidos says that Beis Shammai and Eliezer hold the same thing. Eliezer said, remember, by without having a thumb, he says, Ein leTahara Alamas. Let's feed this Pshat in the Braisa that Beis Hillel is the one who's being Machmir. Then it comes out, Lafi Beis Shammai, you don't need any do anything. So they don't. He doesn't say the same thing like Eliezer. And that would be not like Rapidos. So basically, Gemara is being doicha this way, that way. So therefore, we don't for sure have a kasha. We get out of it also. But like upon him, the Gemara just ends off with that don't, I have a kasha on you that should be ma'akev, because I can teach the Braisa to mean that it's ma'akevus, boy. You came back to me with a comeback from Sar. I told you, no, maybe very possible Lafi Beis Hillel, that a bald guy will not be able to go weiter because he cannot take a haircut. Maybe there is pshat in the Braisa. It's a very big possibility. Ad kan the Gemara with Mechlekes Rav Eliezer Rabbanon and Ma'akev and not Al Kaponim. That's what comes out. Lamaisa Zok to Mishnah Vayta Gilach al Azevach. Like we said, that after one of the Kabonis, you could take a haircut already, according to the Rabbanon, at least. And Pashas, even for Rabbi Eliezer also, just for Rabbi Eliezer, you have to bring all the three Kabbonis. There is a Tosis later on that has the Mashmoyis, that for Rabbi Eliezer, you have to wait for the haircut after all three Kabbonis. But upon him, let's just touch, either way, it'll go like the Rabbanon. Gilach al Zevach. He took a haircut on one of the Kabbonis. V'nimtza Pasul. And it turned out that carbon, unless he brought a Shlomim, he did like that on the Yama, he brought a Shlomim, he took his haircut, and finds out the Shlomim was Pasul. It was a Trefa, they had a Mashavis Pigle. So halacha is taglacha isai pesula. His taglachas was illegal. He wasn't allowed to take a haircut yet because he never brought his carbon. And if he brings the other two kavanas after that, v'zvachav lo'oloi, his zvachim don't work. Why not? Because like Tosfos explains, it's like gechul listim now. It's like he got a haircut from listim now. He lost his hair before he started his kavanas. And the other zvachim that halacha is, the other zvachim are not, they have to be brought when he's royu taglachas. He wasn't ready to glachas anymore. So it's ki'ilu, he's makrivit before, or toich malois, before he finishes his iris. It's like he brought his going before he finishes his iris. He has no hair. So, he has that, you have to have gilu sar. What's the halacha?
Why is he treated less than a baldy?
So Moshe, what's the halacha if on the 27th day, so a listener gives you a haircut? He's almost finished his iris, almost made it to the finish line. What happens? What's the halacha? So he's got to wait 30 days, right? Exact same halacha here. Here also, that's why you should ask me because he had hair, that hair became a Kuddish Lenazir, and now he has to cut that hair. Now it's gone. So he has to have Gidl Sar again. And here also, the Kiddush over here is that if you didn't bring your first carbon, you're still a million Aziris. Pretty, you know, that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, but it's a pretty simple idea that since you didn't bring one carbon yet, so you're still a million Aziris, so you have to then wait your 7 days or 30 days in order. It depends if you're a bonum, if you're a yes, if you're 7 days, if you're a bonum, you're 30 days, until you are ready to restart, until you have enough here to start the Naziris. Until you're ready to start the Naziris. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Gilech al Achatos, if you megalech on Achatos, shaloi l'shma, is the same halacha. Let's say you megalech on that, fimadim on Achatos, and Achatos, the halacha is shaloi l'shma, it's possible. V'achach hivir kabana yisav. Lishman. After you read the two Gemara's Lishman, Taglach Pesula v'zvachav la'olai. The halach is that the teglachas is no good because your first karma is no good, and the rest of the karma you're going to bring afterwards is no good. Why? Because he's like, he took a haircut before he broke kavanas, so it's like teich malayis. Gilak ala oila ala shlomim shloyos man. If you brought an oila or shlomim, was a kasher karma, you did a shloyos shma, which means you're not yaitzi in a zeros with it. Your karma is zeros with it. So the rest of them, the loch is taglachta psula. Why? Because the first carbon was an adava, was a shloyoshma. And also zvachim nakam oila. So we have three different cases. The reason why we split up this case, we'll see in a second. But all the cases are the first carbon wasn't a kashal and a zeris. Therefore, the glach is no good. And if the glach is no good, you took a haircut prematurely, and now it's like a middle and a zeris. But in the last case of Shimon argues, Rav Shimon Omer, Oisei HaZevach, Lo Olo, you're right that Zevach is not Yotzei, your carbon is Iris. Avashar Zevachim Olo, the rest is Zevachim Olo. Why? Because he holds that if you megaleach on a Oiles Nedava, or you megaleach on a Shalmei Nedava, it's enough to be called a Kosher Taglachas. That's the Chiddush of Rav Shimon. Even though that carbon was not from Aziris, but it was a Shlomim or Oila, the Nedava, it's good enough to be called the good taglachas. Now, the other kabbarnas are good because it's after kosher taglachas. And he's not going to bring down that new oil now. Another halacha. Megilachas shloshtam, and then say, kosher, taglachas sherry. That's pashit, that if you megilach on all three, after all three, and then one of them was found kosher, so that's good enough because one of them found kosher. And then, so your taglachas kosher, and you bring the other two kabbarnas that were not kosher, that you have to bring them all the other kabbarnas. Clara, everyone has a question? It's good? Mordechai, it's good? Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Dabava, Zoyse Meres. What's Pshat Rav Shimon? We spoke it out, but this is inside. Zoyse Meres, Kesav Rav Shimon Nozu Shegilach Al Shalmei Nedava Yotza. If a Nozu Shegilach Al Shalmei Nedava is Yotza, my time. Dama Kra. So we have a few girses here. We'll read the girs of the Gemara. My time of Dama Kra. It says in the pasuk, Vnosan Al Eishu Shtachas Zevach Shlomi. You take it here. You put it under the fire that's cooking your shlomim. Don't say shlomav. It's shlomim. Look, it's shlomav. Smashma. Any shlomim, lav dafka your shlomim, especially any shlomim will work the taglachas. That's the way we have the girsa. The Rosh has in the first girsa like that also. The only problem with that girsa is that what does it got to do with taglachas? It's saying, wait, when you put you here, you can put you here under any shlomim. Gevaldik, we got the drasha. What does it do with taglachas? That tells me anyway that taglachas on shalmei nedava works. It's a pesach pella. Look at this pshat. So Taisa's girsa is different. We don't have it in our Taisa's. But if you look at the Rosh, the Rosh Geirs is the Omakra al Zevach Toida Shlomov. It's a pasuk by Toida. It says Zevach Toida Shlomov, and the Gemara Menachas Darshan is from that extra word Shlomov. That's Marba Shalmei Nazir, and we make a hekesh Toida to Shalmei Nazir, and we say just like Shalmei Nazir Taglachas works on a Toida also, which is an Adava Taglachas work, and that teaches us that on an Adava you could do a Taglachas. That's the Chiddush, and that's the Pasuk, and that's the Makar for Rabbi Shimon, who holds that if you take a haircut on a Shalmei Nedava, that is sufficient, and that's enough, and therefore it's a kosher taglachas, it's not considered a Gachu listing.